there were free lawyers, right? There were a whole pile of lawyers, civil libertarian lawyers, who provided their services free to help people facing resisting arrest charges and stuff like that. Well, under New South Wales law, your first conviction was, you were convicted, but it wasn't recorded against you, right? But when you, so that was like a to get out of jail free card, okay? So I'd used up my get out of jail free card, but there were, this particular time I was arrested, I decided, well, there were other people that need legal help more than me, because you all got processed in court at the same time, right? So I go to court and I'm going to defend myself. I'll let the free lawyer to look after other people, right? The only trouble is I get to court and I think that I've just been busted for resisting arrest. Oh, no, disobeying police authority, a legal order. But I find when I get to court, the charges have increased. I've disobeyed a police order. I've resisted arrest by assaulting two policemen, and I've used offensive language. And I'd refused a police instruction, but I hadn't punched anybody, and I'd never sworn at the cops either. Anyway, so I conducted my own defense. There were two police witnesses, both of whom contradicted each other. The police were, I was allowed to cross-examine the police in court one at a time out of their hearing, right? And they hadn't rehearsed their story properly. So the old cop knew the story. The young cop hadn't been told the story to tell. Of course, he was meant to have arrested me, but I don't remember him arresting me, right? Anyway, he told a different story. The older cop showed how I'd punched and thrown fists and really roughed him up something bad. And the other cop said that I'd sort of thrown little wussy little hits like this, right? Then under examination, the senior cop said, yeah, he called us bloody pigs and cunts and stuff like that. He was foul-mouthed and disgusting. Words I don't want to say. And the younger cop said, oh, he called me a bloody copper. You know, they stuff like that. Anyway, the court was laughing, right? Because courts are packed with all the people waiting to be charged, and they've all got their witnesses and stuff like that. So there's lots of people there, and the court's laughing at the, you know. And then I get the right to sum up. And in those days, I'm pretty light. And so I'm summing up, and I say, Your Honour, and I point to the cops, could a person like me, and then I start to take my clothes off, right, to show my little body, right? It's a thin body. And I take my jumper off and my shirt off and start to get undressed to show, could a body like this seriously assault two significant officers like this? You know, because they're all big, big beefy cops, right? And the audience is laughing to see this sort of skinny guy. Could I do that, you know? And the judge starts, the magistrate starts to bloody grin. And he's, I don't know if you've ever seen Perry Mason movies. He's a famous American court. Mr. Carl, this is an Australian court, not an American one. Get dressed. You are not Perry Mason. And he fined me a minimum charge for something that I should have gone to jail for, you know, or been fined exorbitantly so. So, I mean, you know, there are some light-hearted moments as well. I just like that story. Mr. Carl, you are not Perry Mason. Yeah.